So it's about 12:15 Japanese time. It's about 4 o'clock in the afternoon back in the UK. I must admit, I feel a lot better. I've had a bite to eat. The nice thing about the Hilton, apart from the fact it's just absolutely gorgeous, is the number of restaurants. I ended up down in St. George's Bar, I think that's what it's called, downstairs. And it's lovely. I just had a nice margarita pizza. I just wanted plain, simple nourishment food, you know. And while hotels are very expensive when it comes to food and the extra minties, I mean, for example, I'm paying 1,600 yen a day just to talk to the internet and do audio, but on my iPhone. However, it's worthwhile. I mean, I'm up on the 29th floor. I can't really get particularly good Skype calls. I'm hoping that's just a sort of 29th floor thing. But I mean, you know, I had to pay sort of 500 yen a minute to ring home and sort of just let my mother know that while I'd damaged myself, I was alive, as you do. Yeah, I had a nice bite to eat, and went and found that there's a subway station right underneath the hotel. Maru something line. And there's like a little shopping mall down there, which is basically crap because there's nothing particularly in there. It's expensive, touristy stuff, you know, things people really wouldn't buy, boutique-y. But there is down there a little shop selling things like magazines and sort of cheap souvenirs. So I went and had a peek because the first thing that caught my eye was the fact that there was a massive rack of English books. And the best part was I had a look in the magazine section. They've got Waitrose Food Illustrated. Okay, it's last month's issue, but they've got Waitrose Food Illustrated. I come all the way to Japan and they've got the magazine produced by my favourite supermarket. How cool is that? I didn't buy a copy, I got a copy of Time instead because I wanted to read Stephen Fry's article on Steve Jobs and well, properly, you know, non-internet-y. So I had a bite to eat, had a potter, and I had a couple of hours kip, which is probably the reason why I'm still up at the moment. I'm not actually tired. I'm just, well, okay, I'm not tired, but I'm not, I want to die tired. I'm just kind of, end of the evening, go to sleep soon tired, you know? And Shinjuku is stretched out below me. Beautiful city. Tomorrow I'm off on a Hato bus tour around Tokyo, which is a lovely way of seeing things I want to see, having some lunch, and not having to worry about my legs and my poor ankles and having to get from A to B on the subway. You know, it's very sort of take you, show you around, drop you back at the hotel. Perfect for me. So yeah, I'm just going to sort of take it easy, I think. And I've been watching Japanese TV. There've all been all these random shows. I'm not sure what channel it was, but it was all about Kyoto and Kiyomizu-dera Temple. And oh, the sakura look beautiful. I can't wait to see it myself, actually. And then Friday, I have to go down to Osaka. So tomorrow, I have to sort out takubinning my massive luggage. I think it came in about £25. Eek. It is for a month, remember. And get that sent down to the next hotel, because I just, some things are worth the money. This is it. Friday I got to Osaka and meet the group at Izumi Sano, which is like small little sub-city-lit near the airport. I feel for the guys, because they'll be travelling tomorrow and they're going to be so knackered. But yeah, it's been a bad day, but at the same time, it's been a good day. There are worse.